I know that I feel especially privileged because you want to work yourself.
Still really working on your old tech project, planning.
Yes, sir. It seems to me, of course.
You're both on.
I know I'm prejudiced, but it does seem to me that this is your kind of business.
Sir, thank you so much.
Well, it's very promising.
I think the goal is one that is is the design that I've always supported. Well, I think Congress should consider. I'm telling you what, I'll leave it to you to work on this.
We're planning your letter.
You work me out some language, but then it is, you know what I mean? I don't know how these things are. He needs some sort of positive language. Work on the language, but that indicates that we, that we did not, I would start out, I mean, not a person. I want to stay in my support of the person. There's something like that, or a goal. How would that do?
The resolution is a joint one, which would require your signature at some time. And it's so.
That's easy.
Yeah, well, once you've got congressional actions, that's different matter.
Well, I think you could say that, we could say that, I would point that out, because it's a resolution, where which I would be very.
It comes before you.
It comes before me, I will, of course, the first sign. Because it came out.
I said, well, that's a great.
But it's something that has to be considered before.
In regard to the security conference in NBFR, the effect of the letter you just mentioned might be to take any notion from the minds of Europeans that the Atlantic community is a negotiable institution. And I'm sure the Soviets have in mind trying to negotiate the Atlantic community out of business. And this would serve to answer that.
Yeah, it might have made you a worse fortune.
And I would think this, your identification with this would serve to support your new triangular world structure. The Chinese would surely be pleased with anything.
Well, they like it. Chinese like it.
Yes, members of NATO.
Yes, sir. Indeed. My God, they even like us in Japan, though.
It serves their interest. And the monetary crisis, I would think that something of this sort would, and under some note of stability and confidence in the monetary picture then too, that there is a better seam of things ahead down the road. Well, it'll be through the Senate next week.
Really?
Yes. Went through the Senate last year. We were deadlocked in the Rules Committee, but we have a more favorable Rules Committee this year. We have a couple of problems, and one of the main ones is Peter Fritton has now received.
Yes.
Yes, he has intact against us from the first day, and I don't know how to convert him.
He's on the committee.
He is.
Second rank.
He's effective.
Yeah, good man.
Well, John Anderson has taken an interest in it, and I hope he persists in it.
He's an able one.
He is indeed.
He's not a board member.
He's not. He is a co-sponsor of this. He's on rules. And he's taken an interest in the Senate, too.
Oh, I know about that. Yeah. I was thinking of board members. Yeah.
Yes, it appears that way, yes.
I think we've got a chance for that one, Mr. President.
We have to fight the votes.
Yes, sir. 54, there were about 80 members absent, and I think that without Jerry being there and without a strong feeling on the part of the minority of the committee, I think it's a long shot, but I think we've got a slight chance.
But you'll never sustain officially if it was politicians.
That's going to be a very rough one. The Democrats are counter-strategizing fairly smartly by pulling those three on top. Voter rehab and older Americans. And the point that I've been trying to get across to Jerry and Paul and I were talking about it earlier, and that is that we know that this is their strategy. And whoever wins the first two or three psychologically is going to be quite an advantage.
How can we change it? We don't control the
moves. We don't control the sequence. That's right. And for instance, Al Quie the other day, he said on voter rehab, and he voted out of committee. He said, well, Dick, it's just an authorization. I said, yeah, well, that's what we said back in the mid-60s. And that's why we're in this jam we're in now. And furthermore, the fiscal impact will be in 74, where you're most concerned about.
Well, in any event, we have to say that we, at least if it's going to be passed, and it's not an appropriation, at least we still live.
Right.
You see what I mean? But I mean, what I agree with Churchill is when they say you've got some money that's a pound of investment that we're
The issue on the override was not really joined yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
There had been little advance work to try to win negative votes. And I think a lot more votes can be secured when it's clear that it's a presidential issue.
I do too. I think that it's a long shot, but I think where we...
You see, you've never sustained this. I don't see this.
No.
It has to be the
house. Gosh, I hate to put our house guys to sword. But on the other hand, you know, the way that it really ought to be put, when I said, when you veto something, you're not vetoing the cause, you're vetoing the tax increase. That's the point. And when they say, well, what about the idea of, so often asked you, why are you against, they say, they'll ask you that, why are you against this program or that one? Or they'll support a poll saying, well, the American people, 65% want, aid to the underprivileged in San Diego. So, therefore, all right, fine. You ask the American people anything, they'll want that, they'll want increase of your income. But if you ask it the question in the proper way, are you willing to have your taxes increased in order to provide aid to the people in San Diego? They'll say no by 65%. And that's the way we've got to frame this question. We just got to frame it that way.
I tried to attach an amendment to the REAP bill, which would delay its effective date until Congress could either raise taxes, raise the public debt ceiling, or the Comptroller General certify there's enough money in the bank.
Yes, that's a very good amendment. They already attached to the other suspenders. Well, at least we'll win some of them, and I hope, but I hate to lose the virtue of the
REAP. Yes, sir, that's the key.
If you like the case, we'll have to go on.
Right.
On the other hand, I wouldn't assume that if we do lose the first two or three, that we're going to lose the others, because after the first two or three, we'll just raise all the hell and say, no, all right, let's add it up. I mean, in other words, you just got to fight the battle all over.
All right. Mr. President, I think Paul agrees that there's a, as difficult as it is, I think there is a chance to get the Republicans to hold in line on the first two or three. No matter how difficult,
vote
would be tough, very tough.
Since it's an authorization, it doesn't bother me.
That's right, sir. That's what they say. And yeah, it's the...
Well, I mean, it's not fatal, but an appropriation is fatal to our whole concept. If they override your appropriation, then the next question we're going to get, where are you going to get the money? Taxes.
Well, back in 58, I guess, what you recall, Sam Rayburn and Lyndon got together on that veto strategy, and as soon as the Republicans on the Hill stuck together and sustained two vetoes, they went back to drawing. They folded up their tent.
We could just beat them on something.
That's it.
Well, we'll see.
We'll send you a copy of the picture, your souvenir, and I look forward to the letter.
Mark mentioned that, you're working the state of Oregon. The trouble is, if you're gonna promote him, I don't want to do it.
Well, thanks, Tom.
Treasury or concern, that'd be a loss over him to go with the treasury department.
Well,
you're going much more money.
I do it next day.
We may have to say, I talked to Henry about it, because I think what he would talk to me about was the treasury department. Shell's much over there. Of course, I can see a hell of a good assignment in Indonesia. I don't know if you'd like that, though, would you? I'm just thinking of things about it. Of course, you can do any of that, because you know Europe. If there were a way that you could do it on the basis of, before you do it, I want to talk to you about it, where you could take a bigger portfolio, frankly. You see, it's a waste for you to just work economics. But you've got to work it into the political thing, you see what I mean? And George, of course, is a very aggressive fellow. He's like a blotter. He's picking up everything he can around. And I like that, because he's a very capable man. And that's why North, why Treasury, therefore, might be a spot. But it looks like economics is the name of the game in Europe for the next year, doesn't it? Could be.
We're the West Europeans, because we've got these other behaviors.
Well, we'll talk about it. I mentioned to Henry the thought that how could we get the portfolio? So I told him, and he mentioned to me, and I said, well, that I want to adjust it. He said, but he's still right across the street, because I said, that worked that way. So,
it's the wrong end of the...
Yeah. But they,